My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. The music of Wagner here on a Tuesday, and both Wagner, Strauss, and also Mahler will be celebrated this Friday at Martin Grove Collegiate Institute in Etobicoke when the Etobicoke Philharmonic performs Love, Death, and Hope. These big themes will be explored for the organization's final concert of the year with two of Canada's rising stars within the opera world, sopranos Marguerite von Veit and Betty Wayne Allison. And with me this afternoon with more is concertmaster Mark Whale from the Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra. And I want to say welcome.
Lovely to be here.
Lovely to have you here. And so tell me, why these themes? Why this repertoire to end the season? They are great composers, and I'm excited to hear why you've put this together.
Great themes, and you know, we're trying to arrest people's attention here.
You have.
We're worrying about arresting it too much, and whether our audience will be put off. Well, the themes fit in, so Love, Wagner, Tristan and Isolde, the whole opera, and it's kind of, the opera is synthesized into the opening prelude, is really about longing and desire and love.
Yeah.
But it's a love and a desire that is never fulfilled. So there is incredible, just the opening is astonishing with this Tristan chord, which, not to get too technical, is never resolved. So it never finds its kind of home. And I guess the only home in the end for Wagner is death, which is where the death then comes in. And
us as an audience waiting for that resolution, and it never comes.
And it never comes. Yeah. No. Well, I mean, it comes, I guess, with the final note, which is.
Sure.
But then it's done. Yeah. And then Mahler is an interesting one. You know, Mahler was obsessed by death. Really, a lot of his symphonies deal with ideas of resurrection or hope in terms of trying to overcome death. But ultimately, he's quite disturbed by it, and so much so that he noticed that Beethoven, Schubert, Bruckner, and Dvorak had all composed 9 symphonies and then died.
Right.
And so Mahler gets...
That haunted him to some degree.
Mahler gets to his 9th symphony and immediately starts writing his 10th and dies halfway through it.
Oh, shit. That's a wonderful story from the world of classical music.
It is. My students love that story.
Right.
But the great thing is that the 4th symphony is actually one of hope. It's subtitled, I don't know why it's subtitled. It's actually based on a poem from a series of poems that were collected in the 19th century called Das Wunderhorn. Das Knaben Wunderhorn, the boy's Wunderhorn. And it is called Das Himmlische Lied. So it's based on the song or the poem called Das Himmlische Lied, Heaven's Song. And everybody talks about it as being a child's view of heaven. So this song appears in the final movement of the symphony. And I guess the reason it's a child's view of heaven is it has a kind of simplicity to it and an innocence. And it's, of all of the Mahler symphonies, it's quite accessible. It has some lovely lilting, kind of dance-like tunes, which every now and again, you know, just true to Mahler, kind of disintegrate into a hellish kind of, but particularly in the last moment, which is all meant to be about this wonderful view of heaven, and we have nature and pastoral scenes, and then suddenly we have St. John butchering oxen
right
in the middle of it. But every now and again, it disintegrates.
Yeah.
But it comes back and ends in this lovely pastoral kind of.
It's interesting, you know. I think as adults, we think back to our childhood and how we interpreted heaven, and part of us wants to cling on to that a little bit, and to express that through music is sort of fascinating.
That's right. Yeah. But I mean, I think music. A lot of the great composers express a notion of heaven that is multifaceted, right?
Yeah.
And I think what's wonderful about Mahler's symphony is that it's constantly changing. You know, it's never, there is a simplicity to it, and there's a beauty in the lyricism, but you have to hang on to every single note. And it's like listening to a conversation. You keep listening through to the end of each sentence. You understand where the next sentence comes from, which if you don't do that, then it becomes kind of nonsensical.
Sure.
But if you do that, it's just magical.
I could go on all day with you. You're a wonderful resource. But I want to mention that you do have this podcast project that you pair up with these concerts. So tell us a little bit about what the purpose of this podcast is and how it benefits people who listen.
Yeah, so the podcast project, it's called the Music Listening Project, and you can get it on iTunes. So it's part of a research project that is done in conjunction with Humber, and we're really looking at the way that people listen to music, and we're focusing in on a way of listening which we're calling attentive listening. And we're finding out whether people who practice attentive listening feel somewhat more empowered when they listen to music. And so these podcasts involve somebody like you and I sitting down and simply listening to excerpts of the music, and I'll say to you, well, Mark, what was interesting about that?
Right.
And you start to tell me what you were hearing, and then we kind of explore in more depth.
And then I would say, Mark, over to you.
Well, no, because you will, no matter how much you've heard the music,
right,
you will hear something.
Sure, of
right?
course.
And
of
it's more about being attentive than saying, oh, I really like that, right?
I would love to get into the next season. We're running out of time, but can you give us a couple of a little hints of what's coming our way in the next season?
Yeah, so
the Etobicoke Philharmonic.
Opening concert, October, we've got Joe Johnson, who is the principal cellist of the TSO, playing Rococo Variations, Tchaikovsky.
Wonderful.
We've got the Enigma Variations in the second concert, and then we've got Arthur Roslin's returning with Brahms' Second Piano Concerto in March.
Mark, well, you're a fascinating man, and I'm so excited about the repertoire that you've got to put together for this weekend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Really, really wonderful. Martin Grove Collegiate Institute in Etobicoke, 50 Winterton Drive. The Etobicoke Philharmonic performs Love, Death, and Hope this Friday. EPOrchestra.ca for info and tickets. And let's listen to something we might hear this weekend in Etobicoke on the new Classical FM.